This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the third hour of the program, the live Saturday edition of the show, where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We get the chance, we'll tell you about the police in New York. They've been accused of having sex with a teenage girl. They claim it was consensual, even though she was in custody. And The Intercept has that story. We'll share it with you if we get the chance. But again, your calls come first, so let's go to the phones. To the fun, we got Tom. He's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live to start things out this hour. Hello, Tom.
Bad decisions by the damn police. What's wrong with those people?
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. By the way, Mark brought up some excellent, excellent points. A lot of what I was going to talk about relative to responsibility, the whole flag and NFL issue really being a red herring. He's right. We've got so many serious issues going on in this country that I really do believe it's a red herring. And he also touched on another point I was going to bring up. That is the forces that be or the powers that be working diligently to divide people. Now,
sure.
On the flip side of that coin, I don't think it's totally construed and made up on their behalf and for their benefit. And by their benefit, I mean government in general. Someone talked about what difference would it make if Russia had actually infiltrated this government. I'll be honest with you, I think... At the highest levels, governments around the world are in cahoots with one another to a certain extent, and that is they're looking out for their best interest. You look for a common denominator to see where people might or groups might fall in together to work for the benefit, usually not for the benefit, but for the detriment of other peoples. And I find that governments around the world at the highest levels are seeking control. They're in a battle with the people for sovereignty.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you can look at one example, the governments of the world. They all have passports. They all have – there's some level of standards between many of those passports, and that's because they don't want anybody running off any plantation and going somewhere without the other plantation's permission. So that to some extent, they do work together.
I don't think that's the best example. I think a really great example is, for instance, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
You know,
here are two chubby guys with bad haircuts arguing with each other, and how many millions of people's lives are in peril because of it. I mean, this is a conflict of personality that's going on, right? Like, and these guys want to have, they want to be perceived in certain ways by certain people, mostly their people, and perceived in positive manners, and they're willing to puff up their chest and, thump their chest like a gorilla at each other, but they're not going to fight. I'm laying down the gauntlet. I will put together the pay-per-view event between our reality TV star and their little chubby dictator.
Can you imagine how much money you'd make on that if that was for real? Like,
where
you could really...
they fight with long knives and small shields.
I'd pay $50 to see that. I really would.
In loincloths.
If it was to the death, I'd pay $50.
Well, that'd be up to them. If Donald Trump, who I believe probably could win on this one, he's got reach, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
If Donald Trump, I'm willing to give Kim Jong-un a 2-inch longer knife just because of it.
Try to even the odds a little bit.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un's young. Donald Trump's old.
Good point.
It could be tough.
Yeah.
Right. And if they truly were brave men, they would be willing to do this.
Right. Well, I mean, by default, politicians aren't brave men. That's why they, are politicians.
No, they have brave men fight and die for them.
Right. Tom, go ahead.
There's a fellow by the name of John Perkins who wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah.
I, I read it maybe, gosh, probably going on 2 decades ago, maybe not quite that long, but I found the book to be quite credible, and I thought it was very revealing. It brought to light a lot of things that a lot of people had suspected, myself included, relative to our country's interference with other countries around the world. And I bring that up because when you bring up North Korea, you know, we simply don't know what kind of provocations our country has been doing and involved in relative to getting North Korea possibly to do the things that they've done. We really just don't have firsthand information, and certainly by past acts, we can't really trust what we hear from our own government.
Sure.
You know,
you can't trust what you hear from the North Korean government, and you can't trust what you hear from the U.S. government either.
Yeah, and I've never heard, you know, you hear a lot about what this North Korean leader says, but I've never actually heard him speak and have it translated properly. Even with the former Iranian leader, if you recall, some of his speeches, you could hear him speak and they were translated, and then it turned out that they weren't translating it properly, that they were turning words and phrases at just the appropriate time and just the appropriate way to make and to really change what it was that he was saying.
Right.
You know, the big thing with, you know, that situation, and I think with a lot of situations around the world, is the undue influence that the state of Israel has. A lot of things that we seem to get involved in really seem to serve the interests of Israel much more than our own country. That's not to say we wouldn't be involved in the same chicanery without the state of Israel's influence, but certainly they don't help. And again, it goes back to what I was saying and what you were agreeing with relative to governments and how really we have to be leery of all of them. You know, my grandmother immigrated here from the former Czechoslovakia, which was a put-together state. It wasn't a real state. The Allied powers put that together, forcing people to be together, and that never works, just like you see here. You can't force right. people to live together and to integrate. It happens
nor
naturally.
Should you force them apart. Yeah, the
absolutely.
Force is the problem. The force is what creates the unintended consequences. If people want to live together,
the way,
they should be allowed to. If they want to live apart, they should be allowed to.
I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you want to hold me over or not, but I wanted to ask you about something you said relative to the speaker in Florida. You referred to him in a disparaging way. I don't know too much about him.
Richard Spencer, the low-life white supremacist? Yeah.
Right. I wanted to ask you, do you refer to representatives of the Nation of Islam in the same manner? Because they have really the same beliefs.
Louis Farrakhan is a lowlife,
yeah,
as far as
no
I'm
doubt.
Concerned.
I've heard terrible things about them.
I would disagree with you. I don't have that big of a problem, because I don't have a problem with people being proud of who they are. You know,
that's different than committing murder.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a particular problem with pride. If what you're proud of is the color of your skin, you'd think you could go a little deeper and find a skill set maybe to be proud of. But fine, if that's what you want to be proud of, that's by all means. It's the disparaging people of other ethnicities where in order to bolster your own, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
You're absolutely right, but I think we've gone so far in the other direction where it seems as though what the government or certain groups are trying to push is that you shouldn't be proud to be white and be proud of your heritage. You shouldn't be proud to be, well, it seems though you can be proud to be black. The one thing that's really frowned upon is being proud to be of European descent or of Caucasian.
Why don't you try just being proud of your own accomplishments? You know, or like
well,
your kids'
nothing,
accomplishments or something like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, because
either.
The idea that just because somebody in the past had the same skin color as you and did something good, that you should be proud of that or feel like you're somehow part of that because you've got the same skin color, I think is pretty ridiculous, personally, whatever your skin color is.
Listen, let's look to our mothers. You know, there was a time, and you're probably of a generation that doesn't remember this, but you know, I remember having friends who were black, and their moms, you know, boy, they would be horrified if their kids brought home a white girl or an Asian girl. Now,
well, those times are changing. Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. To join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733, and Skype on in to join us here. Skype username, lrn.fm. Saveatpurse.com, great place to go if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You can save easily 15, 20, 25% or more if you're patient. The more patient you are, the higher discount you can try for at saveatpurse.com. We've been using the site now for like 3 years, basically. And
is that how long?
It's amazing, yeah. But it has been
You've
that long.
You've saved thousands.
I've saved almost $2,000 on
this. We've saved hundreds at my house.
And on the purchases I've made. And these are things I was going to buy anyway. So I was going to pay full price. I was willing to pay full price, but I didn't have to because I've got Bitcoin. And people want Bitcoin. They want it so badly, they're willing to pay 15, 20, 25% above what the normal cost of a Bitcoin is, and that's kind of how the site works. You can get all the details by going to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and get started over there. If you don't have Bitcoin, then you really can't, or other cryptocurrencies, you really can't use SaveItPurse. So you may want to consider getting some Bitcoin, especially considering the price has been going crazy recently, what with over $6,000 per Bitcoin, record highs within the last 48 hours here for the Bitcoin currency. It's amazing. So check it out, SaveItPurse.com, as we go to your calls. Your thoughts? Johnny Barbado is on the line listening in West Palm Beach. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, it's Johnny Barbado here. Live in West Palm Beach, Florida.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, if DeAndre Harris is out on bail, I wanted to know if you think Christopher Cantwell should be out on bail, just judging on the evidence available online.
Who is DeAndre Harris?
DeAndre Harris. If you Google DeAndre Harris, the first link is CNN.com. Man beaten by white supremacists in Charlottesville is arrested. He was an African-American gentleman at this rally. He was seen on video being beaten by white supremacists. And later there was video evidence that came out that he was beating people as well. So he was arrested. But he's out on bail.
Yeah, okay. I think Chris called about him last week. And I think, as we said earlier, Christopher Cantwell, yeah, Chris called earlier tonight as well. Chris
I'll listen later.
Yeah, anyway.
Anybody can go back and listen to the show at, just by checking out freetalklive.com. We've got an archive section there at archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, Chris has been calling us, I don't know, at least once a week, I would say over the last several weeks, to kind of update us on some of these clear discrepancies when it comes to bail conditions and or charges and sentencing. And, yeah, I mean, we think Chris is a political prisoner, and it's clear that he's not a flight risk. He turned himself in the first place. So obviously bail should be set in that case, and the fact that it hasn't been set is a real indicator that, you know, they are out to get Chris, or at least so it seems.
I would also like to ask, don't you think it's unwise of him to be making all of these phone calls and YouTube videos from prison where he's stating very crude vile opinion that most will think is very inappropriate?
Yeah, I don't know about any YouTube videos. What he's called in here on the show, we call him out when we think he's wrong. And I can't say what's going to be good or bad for his case, but it already looks like he's facing a certain level of injustice. So,
well, generally, a lawyer is going to tell you to keep your mouth shut when you are charged with something. So that might be where you're coming from on that, Johnny, is that it's generally a better idea to not say anything, especially when you're in the state's custody, because they're monitoring all your phone calls. And what you're referring to is Chris is making, I guess, he's doing his show from inside of jail. Not when he calls Free Talk Live, but he has his other show that he does, Radical Agenda, which is, you know, a racist talk show that he had done prior to getting arrested. And I guess some people on the outside are helping him continue to put those episodes together. I suspect that's what you're referring to when you talk about, you know, some of the despicable things that he's been saying. But ultimately, it's not like Chris hasn't admitted to using pepper spray. I mean, he's on video using pepper spray. So it's pretty clear that he sprayed some pepper spray. The only question at this point is, did he actually spray it at the people who are accusing him of spraying it at them? He says he didn't. But also, the other question is, in Virginia, it seemed like from our cursory look at the laws down there, that just having and using pepper spray, even in self-defense, may be considered illegal. So if that's true, then he's already admitted to having used pepper spray, and again, he's on video using it. So, I mean, if that's all they have to prove is, did Chris Cantwell have pepper spray within the geographical boundaries of the state of Virginia, if that's all they got to prove in the case, and I don't know. I haven't looked. I don't know what the exact charge is. I haven't looked at it in weeks, so I don't remember. But if that's all they got to prove, then, you know, they've got him dead to rights on that one. I think it's a terrible charge. I think Virginia is a terrible state as far as they've got some really, you know, pro-police state rules there. It's the one state you can't have a radar detector in, for instance, give you some idea of how influential the police and the system are.
They all have crappy rules that help differentiate themselves.
That's true, but I think that's the only state where you can't have, and correct me if I'm wrong on that, I believe that is the only state of the 50 that you cannot
have.
The
only one I know of.
Legally a radar detector. Johnny, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Stuart, go ahead, Mark.
Let's see. Radar detectors are legal in aforementioned states, excluding Virginia.
Excluding Virginia.
Yeah, it looks like it's the only state.
That's what I thought.
But 10 states have legally banned laser jammers.
Mm, all right. Stuart in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, on FM, been proud of you FM. Yeah, I'm a white man, but I had absolutely nothing to do with that. My parents didn't take all the credit for that. Now, I take pride in not that I'm white, and I'm noble, that I'm a hardworking individual. I'm an immigrant from England who came over to America and can make it here legally with and be a credit to society, be an upstanding man. I'm not in jail. I look after my son. I pay his way. That's the thing you're proud of. It's not a matter of being proud of the skin color that you are. Yes, I am that. And no, I cannot deny that. And it is, you know, painfully obvious that I'm a white man if you look at me and listen to me talk. But I have absolutely nothing to do with that. So how do you be proud of something that you have done unless you have nothing to do with?
I totally agree. It's the same kind of ridiculous idea that people are winners when their sports team wins. It's like they're proud of their team as though they had anything at all whatsoever to do with that situation. Or that, in this case, of people being proud of their skin color and whatever history that people have of that skin color. Because if you want to include the full history of the people that have whatever skin color we're talking about, whether it be white or black or yellow or whatever, then you can also include the history of all the atrocities committed by the people who had that particular skin color as well. And that's obviously not something to be proud of, nor is it something to be ashamed of, because, again, you didn't do those things. Whether it's atrocities or, you know, wonderful inventions or, you know, things of accomplishment, again, if you didn't do it, you don't really have a right to be proud of that. I mean, you can feel however you want.
Responsible or sad or any of those things.
You can feel however you want to feel. Stuart, great call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But, you know, maybe you should have something that you did that is worth being proud of. That makes more sense to me. But you can share how you feel. 855-450-FREE and join us.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you're behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series
What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Here our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Bitcoin.com if you want to learn more about Bitcoin. It's a great place to get started, although learning about Bitcoin is going to get a little more complicated over the next few weeks because there are threatening to be a couple more forks or schisms, if you will, within these Bitcoin networks, which could result in 3 to 4 competing things calling themselves Bitcoin in the marketplace. But, you know, when people like former Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke are on the attack against Bitcoin, it's probably time to start taking a look seriously at getting some of it. That's reason enough right there. If Ben Bernanke says it's a bad idea, it's probably something worth looking at.
The guy that told us that there was no housing crisis, the guy that told us there was going to be no Great Recession, all these things, everything's fine.
You're ready to get into Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. And if you want to go all the way in and you want to take a side on which direction Bitcoin should go in the future, put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, then you can get in the Bitcoin mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can also get in the hopes of actually making something at it, but I got to say, with all of the turmoil in the Bitcoin world right now, anything's possible when it comes to these mining contracts at this time. I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side of November once we get through these forks. So in my opinion, at this point, if you're getting into Bitcoin mining, you're doing it to support one particular form of Bitcoin over another, to literally put your money behind that particular network. You go to pool.bitcoin.com. There is a calculator there that'll help you understand what you could make, presuming things go on as they have been. But I don't think you can make that presumption at this point in the game. But regardless, if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, go to pool.bitcoin.com. There is a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's super easy to use. And again, go to pool.bitcoin.com. And we'll see how it all pans out, Mark, because you and I were doing this Bitcoin mining thing.
Yeah.
I'm mining the Bitcoin Cash, which may have been a mistake to switch over to Bitcoin Cash, because it's not as profitable as the Bitcoin Core, which you were mining, but then you said you changed to the option which they give you at pool.bitcoin.com to allow the pool to decide.
No, I didn't say I was changing that. I said that was an option. I said I was going to change to it, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Doesn't sound like you've tried, because using their site's not very hard, in my experience. But
help me out. Show me how.
All right, pool.bitcoin.com. I don't know, Mark. You're the one who told me that feature existed. I haven't been on the site in a couple months.
Maybe one of our amplifiers will tell me in the amplifier group on Facebook.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention, did you know that the Russians knew that our U.S. Lunar landing was a fake hoax?
Oh, come on.
All right. So, go ahead. Give us your proof.
The proof is that I was listening to that late night show, and one of the callers that had that program, he mentioned that. Because
that's not proof.
Caller to Coast,
that late night show is what she said. But yes, presumably that's what she was listening to. Yeah.
That's about as far from a source as there could be. But go ahead. Tell me what they said.
Well, hold on. Just let's be clear. A caller to a talk show is not necessarily an expert, and even if they are an expert, it's still not actual proof. That's just somebody making a claim without any kind of evidence or verification of that claim. I mean, basically, you're talking about hearsay. You heard it from somebody. You did not have personal experience with this. You heard it from somebody who probably heard it from somebody or saw it on some website. So what else do you have?
That doesn't mean anything. More about it.
I can call up all kinds of crackpots tomorrow, and a bunch of them will want to be on the radio as a guest. If I say I've got a radio show on 160 radio stations, and do you want to come on and talk about your crackpot theory? And, you know, if I don't say crackpot, do you want to come on and talk about your theory to our national audience? Every single one of them is going to say yes, because they're desperate for attention.
Well, the thing is, there was a lot of talks about that it was a fake. I heard it from many different sources.
There was
sources.
A lot of talk about that, and you can find it on the internet too. You can find pictures on the internet of people who believe that the moon landing was a fake.
Do you think the moon's flat, Sarah?
Oh God.
Well, it's circular, another show with the satellite photos of the cities on the moon. And the life on the moon, the city has been talked about in the Emanuel Swedenborg book. The Hare Krishna book talks about it. And plus, the Russians.
They talk about it in Marvel Comics, too. That's where the Inhumans live.
Yeah, there's a lot of fantasy novels that have fantastic ideas on them, Sarah, but without any evidence. And if there were cities on the moon, it would be relatively easy to get evidence. I mean, it's one thing to claim that there's alien civilizations on other planets like Mars. Those are pretty far away. It's hard to really verify those claims in any meaningful sense. Yeah, they sent up the Mars lander and it kind of putted around before it died or whatever. You could have argued that the aliens were hiding from the Mars lander. It's kind of hard to duplicate that particular experience. But as far as the claim that there are cities on the moon, that the moon is not far. People have visited the moon. They could go back and check out those claims, but no such verification exists. And if you're claiming that cities are on the front side of the moon, then anybody with a simple, telescope could verify those claims. So is your claim that the cities are all on the dark side of the moon?
Well, they have satellite image photos, but they are kept under a secret. Like, they're not allowed to release it.
Well, then how do you know they exist?
How would they get a satellite image photo? The same side of the moon always faces the Earth. So they'd have to have satellites around the moon. The satellite with a satellite.
We have satellites that go far as the Mars or whatever. We have
it's not a satellite.
Closer to the moon. To get the pictures, but it's suppressed. Nobody's allowed to talk about it. In fact, it was talked about on that show.
Very few people talk about getting probed. Yep.
I'd say a lot of people talk about getting probed. That's another thing they talk about on those shows, those overnight
alien-probed
shows.
It's kept a secret.
By whom?
Nobody's allowed to talk about it.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, you got to have some level of skepticism. I mean, I can understand.
No, apparently you don't.
I can understand wanting to believe something is true. I get it. I mean, that's a cool idea, right? Like, there's cities on the moon. That's a neat idea. Unfortunately, it just doesn't hold any water, considering the moon doesn't have any water, and it doesn't actually have any kind of atmosphere whatsoever.
How did water get on Earth if there's no water on the moon?
Huh?
How did water... Okay, all the water came from where?
I don't know.
Space.
Science?
Yeah. It didn't come from science. Science is a concept, you chooch. All right. So if water came from... If the moon is a chunk of the Earth, and that is the prevailing theory...
I've heard that theory.
Yeah, where did all the water that would have ended up on the moon go?
It got knocked off when the moon got knocked away from the Earth.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's ice on the moon.
Is there ice on the moon? I thought I might have heard that somewhere.
My understanding, yeah.
Well, regardless, there's no atmosphere there, right? Or not much of one.
Not much of one. They may have been atmosphere at one point, but...
You can't breathe on the moon.
No, certainly not.
But
that doesn't mean that people could not, I don't know, there would be some thin atmosphere and some kind of creature could breathe it. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess we didn't ask Sarah who built the cities or the kind of people or things that live in those cities because, again, it's an absolutely ridiculous theory. Let's go to more ridiculousness. He's Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brother Mark.
How are you?
Doing all right. I guess you heard me call in last night. I guess, Brother
you
Mark.
You okay?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I just listen to your calls some nights and just make me sad. That's all.
Well, don't be sad, Ricky. You're on the radio, and people around the world are listening to you right now. So what important things do you have to share with them tonight?
Well, you know, it's just the state of things of people. You know, the reason why I wear my Southern Cross, my battle flag of the North Virginia Army, that's very specific why I chose that one, because on May 9th, 1865, you know, the Civil War came to a close, but the battle for freedom and independence continues on to this day.
There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Yep, there is a lot more that needs to be done before freedom will ever, you know, be a thing.
Here. War is probably not the solution.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right, more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. The remaining moments coming up.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that here. 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Mark, what's the latest from hope.freetalklive.com?
I'm hopefully going to be wrapping up the fundraiser for Hope for the building of the orphanage in Jinja, Uganda this week. I would really like to get it all taken care of. If you go ahead and you want to donate, you want to get involved, you want to help these 40 or so orphans in Jinja, Uganda to have a place to sleep, wash themselves so they can go to school, have a little place to put a few possessions, you can just go to hope.freetalklive.com. Your donation will be matched by both jax.io and getcell401.com, meaning that your $100 donation will be a $300 donation. That's pretty impressive. And it doesn't have to be $100, but I've been getting a lot of $25 and $20 donations here recently. It's hope.freetalklive.com. If you're into cryptocurrency, there aren't very many cryptocurrency fundraisers out there. It's certainly not at this level, and you can certainly donate with cryptocurrency. It's hope.freetalklive.com.
So the story that we teased at the very beginning of the show from TheIntercept.com, September 28th, attorney Michael David filed notice of claim against the New York Police Department, the City of New York, and two, as of then, unnamed police officers referred to as John and Jim Doe. These plainclothes cops allege the claim, quote, brutally sexually assaulted and raped, unquote, his 18-year-old female client. David told me that within a day he needed to amend the claim. The officers had been identified by the police in the press as Brooklyn South narcotics detectives Richard Hall and Edward Martins. What was strange, said David, was that within only 2 or 3 hours of me filing, there was a story leaked to the New York Post saying that the detectives were claiming that the sex they had with my client in custody was consensual. They hadn't even been named yet. The attorney told me he believes the police were trying to get ahead of the story. At a time of elevated public awareness about police violence and sexual assault, these detectives' apparent defensive tack raises troubling questions about the way cops approach these national plagues. Let us be clear. Someone in police custody cannot give consent in any meaningful sense of the word to the officer who's holding them.
No.
Claiming to have received consent, whether it is based in any truth or not, betrays a policing culture that refuses to recognize its own outsized power over those it alleges to protect and serve. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office is currently investigating the case to determine whether the claim of consent is credible under the law, but the fact that consent seems to be on offer as a defense at all speaks to how the police themselves view rape, a dynamic that needs immediate redress. The accusations against Hall and Martins detail brutal rape in no uncertain terms. The young woman, who goes by the name Anna Chambers on social media, but is withholding her legal name, says that on September 15th, she and two male friends were driving near Brighton Beach. They were pulled over by the undercover detectives for being in a park after closing time. And their car...
Undercover detectives are worrying about who's in a park after closing time?
Apparently. Well, it's generally what young people do when they want to go and get high, is they'll go to parks, which is a
What's
terrible idea.
What's a detective
idea.
Doing with that?
Apparently looking for young people who want to get high in parks. The police found drugs in a bag next to Ms. Chambers. One friend was also found with pills on his person. The cops handcuffed only Chambers and drove her away in an unmarked van. The teen then alleges that police drove to a nearby Chipotle parking lot and, while she remained handcuffed, forced her to perform oral sex on them.
That doesn't sound anything like consent.
One officer, she said, then raped her before leaving her on a street corner near the 60th precinct. According to her attorney, she went to a hospital that night and was given a rape kit. Law enforcement sources told the New York Post that the DNA found on Chambers matched the two officers, a fact confirmed by the teen's attorney. Quote, I'm so hurt by this situation, Chambers told me via Twitter direct message before referring me to her lawyer. David said she's devastated. She doesn't leave home. She's extremely depressed and has been victimized again by these cops saying it was consensual. This was a kidnapping and this was rape. Unquote. An NYPD spokesbureaucrat said Wednesday both officers have been suspended and that the Internal Affairs Bureau is working with the DA in an ongoing investigation. The New York Post reported Wednesday evening that a grand jury has been convened to hear evidence against the two officers. The detective said the attorney should have been arrested that night. Chambers' attorney was keen to stress that his client was a petite teenager. She looks about 15 years old, the lawyer told me. Chambers' social media accounts show her partying and posing for the camera, not unusual for a teen. The New York Post opted to illustrate some of its coverage of the case with pictures of her pouting in a tiny bikini. The victim's diminutive stature and young appearance may be important in the legal case, perhaps speaking to the cop's attitudes and assumptions, but the possible condition of consent here should not be predicated on her size, appearance, or attitude. Likewise, being handcuffed throughout the ordeal, as she claims, could prove crucial in a criminal trial. But even she had been released from the cuffs, or excuse me, but even...
If she had been released.
I think they mean to say if, but it's not in here. Okay. But even if she had been released from the cuffs at some point, the condition of police detention is its own restraint. Such is the power imbalance and the impossibility of consent. And, you know, we've had stories that are similar to this. There was the one story of the New Hampshire police chief who was forcing, under the threat of, we'll let you off these charges, little missy, having young girls in college take off their clothes in the police basement for his camera. And he got in some trouble for that because, again, it's not consent when those things happen. Even if he's not physically taking their clothes off of them, if they're taking them off themselves, they're doing it because they're under duress. I mean, it seems so basic and clear, the idea that the New York police would even... You know, dare to
well,
put
it's not
forward this.
All of them, it's two of them, attempting to get ahead of the story, as they say.
Well, but according to the story here, there was, I guess what it says here, a story was leaked to the New York Post, so who knows where that actually came from. But regardless, there's a little bit more. The reason you have Miranda warnings is precisely because of the coercive effect of being in custody. This according to a New York-based civil rights attorney. She said, the idea that you can't give knowing and voluntary consent to answering questions, but you could to sex, would be risible if it weren't so horrifically nauseating. Yet our current legal statutes fail to recognize this inherently coercive effect when it comes to on-duty rape claims. Under New York penal law, there can be no consensual sex between corrections officers and prisoners in their charge, nor between a patient committed to a hospital and those charged with their supervision. Yet there is no such law for the police.
Mm.
While, as the NYPD spokesman told me, quote, it is against department policy to have sex on duty, unquote, the law does not preclude consensual sex between an arresting officer and a person in their custody. Quote, it seems wholly appropriate to point out the inadequacy of the law in this case, according to a professor of sociology at Brooklyn College who said, quote, it seems clear that it was the intent of the legislature to protect people in police custody, but the wording now says the protection only kicks in when you get to the station house. This should be changed. So they got around it by having sex with her in the back of the police van,
right?
Apparently. Even if the laws around on-duty rape were expanded, there's little doubt that police would continue to presume the levels of impunity to which they're accustomed. In the case of the claim that Hall and Martin's, quote, brutally sexually assaulted and raped, unquote, Chambers' attorney said that such brazen conduct suggested a presumption that there would be no consequences, which also suggests that it's not the first time they've done this.
Yeah. I still want to know what detectives are doing picking up kids who are in the park too late. That's not their job. Detectives are out solving sort of real high-profile crimes.
That's what you'd like to think. Officers have been convicted for committing rape while on duty. Former Oklahoma police officer Daniel Holtzclaw was convicted of multiple counts of on-duty rape against over a dozen women in 2015 and sentenced to 263 years in prison. It was a rare moment in a criminal justice system inclined to enable police violence and disbelieve their victims. Another serial rapist cop, Anthony Rollins, was sentenced to 87 years for his rape convictions. As in Chambers' case, Rollins stated he had violated policy by having sex on the job, but claimed that the encounters were consensual. His attorney said he had, quote, sinned, unquote, but didn't break the law. The judge and jury disagreed, but based on the facts of the case, not because consent was legally and notionally impossible. No other woman appears to have made accusations against these officers in New York. According to publicly available records, Chambers' claim of rape has to stand alone against two officers asserting she consented. If the letter of the law won't recognize such a defense as untenable by virtue of the power structures at play, then the hope is for a judicial process that will uphold this young survivor's credibility. But this case should not be about whether a rape occurred. In an environment with a critical view on policing's coercive power, the officer's admission to sex would be read as an admission of rape, and Chambers would have to prove nothing at all.
So do you think, I'm willing to call this, abuse of power to the point of rape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned people in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it, what other power dynamics would you call rape too? Teachers and students?
That's a good question. We don't really have time to get into it here tonight. So if you want, we can talk about it tomorrow night online. In the meantime, between now and then, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.